Okay, let's do group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Here we go. Sarah says, hey, Ben and Kelly, hope you're both doing well. I'm a big fan of the show. Love listening every day.
Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate that.
I'm reaching out for some advice about an ongoing situation I'm dealing with at work.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. I've got a coworker who's constantly late to work every single day.
Mm-hmm.
It's become a regular thing. She started asking me to cover for her.
Mm-hmm.
She'll text me or whisper in my ear when I'm at the office asking me to make excuses for her or tell our boss that she's on her way or that she's stuck in traffic when in reality she's just running late because she overslept or didn't plan her morning properly.
Oh.
Been trying to be helpful at first, but now it's starting to make me feel uncomfortable.
Right.
It's not just once in a while, it's every day. And I'm getting to the point where I'm not sure if I should keep covering for her or if I should say something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get involved in any drama or cause tension in the workplace, but I also feel like I'm getting taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
The situation's starting to impact my own work because I'm having to step in to smooth things over for her when I'd rather just focus on my own tasks.
Oh, gosh.
Don't want to keep enabling her behavior, but I don't want to cause problems. So what should I do? Should I confront her directly? Do I go to the boss about the pattern? Or should I just continue covering for her in the hopes that things get better on their own at some point?
Oh, gosh.
Thanks in advance, Sarah.
I mean, it is tough when you don't want to ruffle feathers.
Sure.
But at the same time, it's like you got to stick up for yourself, right? And go,
yes,
and go, hey, I can't keep covering for you. Like,
yeah, I don't think we go to the boss and throw her under the bus. I think you try to just address it with her.
Yeah, because
say,
I think,
hey, I get it. Every once in a while, it happens to all of us.
But every day, it's
happening every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of affecting what I'm able to get done, if you know what I mean. So if there's any way you can try to, you know, fix that, that'd be great. Thanks.
And she'd go, yeah, I will. Thank you. I'm sorry. It'll never happen again. Then the next day. Hey.
And then you say, remember the one time we just had this conversation?
We just had this guy. No. I promise it won't happen again.
Yeah.
So I do understand that there are people who are very convincing and you kind of feel bad maybe for their situation. Maybe they have a bad personal life or something like that that they've confided in you and they feel like they can ask you these things. And then you're like, oh gosh, I started to cover for her. Now all of a sudden, look at what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think the answer is you gotta just tell her.
You address it with her first and just say, listen, you know, it's like, I totally get it. I get it. But you know, it's kind of happening every day.
And, I get it.
And you know, now it's kind of like, I'm not getting some of my stuff done because I'm having to step in and help you out. So, you know, if you could do me a solid.
If you could do me a solid.
By taking care of your stuff and getting here so you can do that, that'd be great.
Yeah, like I don't know what your routine is in the morning, but you got to change it.
Because
it ain't working for me. It ain't working for you. And then you're going to be stressed all day because you're trying to catch up or do whatever.
Oh, Teresa's got a good way to say it too. Like say, hey, coworker, everything okay? How are you doing? It just kind of seems like in the past several months, you've been struggling to get to work on time and I've been trying to be helpful,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think that I can keep doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried talking to the boss about adjusting your schedule? So maybe you can take some care of some things at home.
Yeah. And you know, I also understand that a lot of times we get listeners who are young into the workforce, don't necessarily know the politics. They don't have people that are telling them and training them and things that happen in the workplace. You don't necessarily have a handbook for.
Right.
So it's like, you know, you can't turn to the handbook and go, hey, when a coworker asks you to cover for them, what do you do? You know, type of thing. So it is a lot of times we get those sort of judgment sort of things. And I think that's a good way to frame it.
Well, and yes, I think you try to address it with the coworker first. And then if it continues, then maybe you do what Chrissy says. She says, when the boss asks where your coworker is, just say you don't know.
That's
between them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. At that point, I think you go to talk to the coworker first. But then if it does not improve, if you see no effort to change in the coworker, then that's when you stop covering.
Yeah. If the boss comes up, you're like, yeah, hey, where's Shelly? No clue.
Not sure. Don't know.
All right. Hey, well, hopefully that helps. Let us know if we can call your coworker on the air and talk to her.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to do that.
Live.
I don't think she's going to call up maybe, so that we can tell her.
Maybe she is what? Maybe we're part of the problem. Maybe she's calling to play our games. And she has to be at work at 8, and we're playing games
we're
at 8.
Blame. She's like, sorry, Ben and Kelly, we're talking about this thing, and I had to hear how it ends.
Yeah, sorry, Kelly, we're giving ourselves too much credit for this. Hopefully
I'm sure it's that.
Hopefully that helps. Keep us posted on what happens.